is the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jack wagons. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed the Friday edition of the Fade 5 Podcast. Hopefully you got the beer, you got the brats, you got the burgers on the ready, because you're going to have a spectacular extended holiday weekend. We certainly are. I believe we're going to try to dabble in a podcast on Monday, get you some action, because we know that you're going to be wagering while you're flipping those patties, while you're cooking those dogs on the grill.
Who's Patty?
I don't know. I mean, she's Peppermint, I hear.
Apparently, we're out here flipping Patty. Woo!
Well, she might need to be flipped. You never know. You know, there's theories about that. But regardless, just have a good and safe holiday weekend, and don't pull a JPP. That's all I ask.
All 10 fingers right now. All 10 fingers next Wednesday. Okay, everybody? Let's all work together to save the digits.
Yeah, because you got to save those digits and grip the wheel on the Honk Honk Plus bus. And we're passengers on that vehicle, as we are at the beginning of every Fade 5 podcast. These are our favorite longer odds wager on this fearless Friday. That's plus 100 odds or greater. Lundy, what is tickling your pickle, or maybe blowing off a digit?
Oh, well, first of all, again, 10 fingers. 10 fingers now, 10 fingers on Wednesday. Okay, everybody?
Yes. That's all
I'm throwing out there. Brad and I will see you on Monday. Kind of a light slate, believe it or not. There's only like 10 games.
Really?
On Monday, but we will be back on Monday with some baseball. Let's get on the plus bus, Brad, with a two-dose legger here for us. There are a lot of the games on the MLB schedule today that I like, and I'm kind of leaning towards the under, but not this one. The Washington Nationals and the Philadelphia Phillies. I do believe we are going to see a pretty decent amount of runs, and I know there's a name coming up that you want to be able to talk about, but I'm going to start you off big because it's a freaking holiday weekend, all right? Give me Schwarbs for two total bases. Let me do the same thing with Trey Turner for two total bases. And if you slap those two together, you're going to get that at Caesars at a nice, tasty plus 275. So just need two bags out of each one of those guys. Real quick for you, Schwarbs lifetime against Josiah Gray got a nice little 385, a lifetime average against him. But not to be outdone, Trey Turner has a 500 lifetime average against Josiah Gray, 4 for 8 to be exact. So two total bases out of each one of those guys for the Phillies this afternoon as they take on the Nats. That one pays you out at a plus 275. I'll have some more from this game coming up for you. But that's where I'm riding so far on the plus bus, pulling that rope and telling them to hit the next stop for me.
Now, I'm going to have more on Schwarbs a little bit later on the pod as well. I do like that matchup, and I'm going to parlay that with something else. So stick around if you'd like a little plus money. Speaking of more plus money wagers, yeah, let's hop aboard that damn plus on Shohei Ohtani. Yeah, there is an actual wager offered at plus money right now, and it's one you probably least expected because it's over on 1.5 total bases against the Arizona Diamondbacks, and I was shocked this wasn't at like minus 125, minus 130, considering he's hit it in 7 games in a row. No! Plus 125 right now at BetMGM, and I say take advantage of the greatest athlete right now in professional sports in the entire globe, on the entire planet. In my belief, because Ohtani's just doing things we've never seen before. Babe Ruth would be just in shock and complete awe at the achievements that he's accomplishing, not only on the rubber and on the mound, but at the dish. And a guy over the last week, listen to this, Lundy. I know you've been paying attention. Double, two triples, and just 5 home runs. That's shaken out to a 1,133 slugging percentage and an OPS over 1,600. So I'm going to continue to ride that fiery and hot hand, taking on Arizona. And Tommy Henry, who is a southpaw, and traditionally you say lefty versus lefty matchup, you avoid the batter at all costs, but conventional wisdom does not apply to Shohei Ohtani at all. And Henry this season on the road has a 5.40 ERA. Not only that, but Ohtani against left-handed pitchers this season, a 973 OPS, along with a dozen extra base hits. So again, pump the gas and slam on that accelerator on Shohei Ohtani over plus 125 is a juice over on 1.5 total bases in the desert against the Arizona Diamondbacks. With those bets on the board, let's get after it and keep revving that engine with another edition of the Fade Five.
Number five.
All right, numero cinco on the countdown today. Let's go to Lundy's backyard. And will the Colorado Rockies actually score? But what was the final last night? Was it 14-0? Is that right?
I don't pay attention to this team, Brad. I got to be honest with you. I cashed in on a JD Martinez home run, and that's really all I cared about in that game.
Yeah,
exactly. Because first of all, I'm not turning the game on. With all due respect to our good friends Drew Goodman, Jenny Kavnar, Jeff Hewson, Ryan Spielborgs, everybody that's a part of the broadcast, I just can't watch this team right now. So I was sitting there on my phone. I'm like, JD went yard. Cash that ticket.
Yeah, and move on to Netflix or HBO Max or one of the streaming services and
watching paint dry.
A scripted show. Yeah, or have another beer. I mean, just and relish the moment because you cashed a winner. And I believe that is going to be the case for another visiting team and specifically the player Michael Lorenzen of the Detroit Tigers. Give me the over on 4.5 strikeouts. That's it. And a lighter juice here at minus 105 available at DraftKings Sportsbook. Why do I love this? Well, it's a Colorado Rockies. The Pebbles are swinging and missing all the damn time right now. Number one in Major League Baseball in strikeout percentage over the last couple of weeks, punching out 28.2% of their plate appearances. Lorenzen on the road, not that great. 4.42 ERA, just a 6.92 K per nine and a 26.9. That's it. Call plus swinging strike percentage, but you peel back the layers of the onion. You pick up the magnifying glass. You do some of that detective work on the profile. He's got a couple of plus pitches, and his fastball and slider have been outstanding at times this year. And for a team that is easily baffled, I think it could come into play. Just give me four, maybe five innings max. That's all I need. And Lorenzen should be able to cash and reach on five strikeouts, which he has done in six starts this season. So Lundy, fade or follow Michael Lorenzen of Detroit over 4.5 strikeouts against the Colorado Rockies at Coors, minus 105 at DraftKings.
Oh, you can peel that onion all you want. I'm fading you on this one. I think he finishes right at four. As bad as the Rockies have been in terms of their strikeout percentage, here's what happens at Coors every now and then. Rabbit hat. And that's what the Rockies manage to do every now and then. And I actually think this might be one of the ones where that happens. So I think he's going to get his K's, but I think he's only going to get to four. I think it's going to stop right there. So I think Captain Hook's going to come in on you. And so the fact that Lorenzen has not done it nearly often enough against other opponents, as you pointed out, he had four in his last outing, seven. He's done a bunch of threes in there. I got to fade you right out of the gate to get ready for this weekend.
Oh, the L does not stand for loser. It stands for Lorenzen. We're cashing the over.
Number four.
All right, numero cuatro of the Fade Five podcast today. Let's talk about a representative from Beantown taking on the Toronto Blue Jays in an intra-divisional matchup. And I'm going to go with Alex Verdugo over 1.5 total hits. So will it be a multi-hit affair for him? I say yes, indeed it will. Plus 180 available at FanDuel Sportsbook. Why am I high on Verdugo? Well, it's all about the history against Jose Berrios, who is taking the mound for the Blue Jays. He is 6-for-14 with a 1,071 OPS lifetime against a hurler from Canada. And on top of that, he has gotten 10 multi-hit games to his name here in the month of June. In fact, over the last 15 days, he's batting a ridiculous 368. Now, Berrios has been quite good at home this season, 2.48 ERA and just a 32.4% hard hit rate. But I believe Alex Verdugo slaps not only one, but two of the outfield, and I will count my winnings in the end. So Lundy gonna join me on this journey. Fade or follow, vroom, vroom, with Alex Verdugo over 1.5 total hits against the Toronto Blue Jays, +180 at FanDuel.
Nice way to be able to play this one instead of the total bases, because you're going to get the higher odds out of this. You see that across the books. Those of you that are maybe new to baseball betting, maybe you found Brad and I in the midst of football season, and then just for some stupid reason, you still listen to us or watch us. You're learning about baseball betting. And I'll be honest with you, I'm kind of in that boat with y'all. I over the course of the last 12 months or so, because I was not somebody that did a lot of baseball betting to start with, started to add it in because started to realize it was a way for it to be fun for me in a sport that actually ranks a little lower on the overall list of sports that catch my attention. Again, in part because the guys down the road suck. And so the only reason that you go to Coors Field is for a Rockies dog and all you can drink Coors Light, because, you know, it Coors is in our backyard. That's why we drink it there. So all about this one. So when you're finding a guy that you know can get multi hits, Shohei Ohtani's that same way. Find somebody that you think can get more than one hit. That's a better way to be able to get some slightly better odds than going after somebody with their total bases. So really like this one for Verdugo. I think it's a multi-hit game for him. Give me a good, like, maybe like 2 for 4, maybe 2 for 3 with a walk. I'd be all right with that.
Yeah, forget Coors Light. Pour me a 6-pack of Sam Adams on Alex Verdugo from Boston. You see the connection there? Over 1.5 total hits.
Number 3.
All right, Numero Tres on the Fade 5 podcast today. Let's go to the pitching market, and let's work in one of the front runners of the American League's Cy Young, and that is Shane McClanahan. And it's not a positive prop necessarily, though it is at even money. It's the over on 1.5 walks in the Starbucks City. That is Seattle, Washington, taking on the Mariners, and that even money is available at DraftKings Sportsbook. Why do I feel that McClanahan is going to walk a couple of M's? Well, he's done this repeatedly. 11 of 16 starts, he's issued at least a couple of free passes. He's got the outstanding K per 9. He has the equally outstanding 31.8 call plus swing strike percentage on the season, but occasionally the control, the command gets out of hand. Indicative 3.39 walks per 9 mark that he has to his name this season. You look at Seattle, number 11. So they're up there, you know, towing the line in the top 10, and walks percentage over the last couple of weeks at 8.7%. So Julio Rodriguez and friends, take that fourth ball so you can take first base and I can take my ticket and cash in the damn machine on the Shane McClanahan over 1.5 walks prop against the M's +100 at DK. Lundy, fade or follow?
Cash in the machine. Do you have a kiosk at your house?
I may make a pilgrimage to a land-based casino here in the Great State of Illinois. Never know.
I see. It's a little holiday getaway.
Hot. It's humid. The heat index is like 100,000 degrees. I am pulling up in all the wrong places, Lundy. I need to go indoors.
Brad, Interstate 25 in Denver yesterday afternoon was under 18 inches of water. We are flash flooding here in Denver now. It's ridiculous. And oh, by the way, it's supposed to happen again. That's what's so crazy about that Dodgers game last night that finished 14-3 is that they had like a 2-hour delay to be able to start because the field was covered in hail.
Yeah.
It looked like it snowed.
I saw the images that were coming off the social media about Colfax turned into a raging river. It's nuts. Yes. It's one of the main thoroughfares in downtown Denver. It was blowing my mind. I've never, you know, I lived there for 7 years, never saw anything like it. It's just unbelievable, hellish things happening in the Mile High City weather.
I'm relatively certain next on the list is locusts. just letting you know, that's kind of where we're headed here in Colorado. +100 for Mac to be able to get the walks. Yeah, play that one. My analysis is more about the fact that I'm losing. There has been more rain in Denver than in Seattle in 2023, folks.
Get your umbrellas ready because it's raining walks with Shane McClanahan. I'm talking to you, people in Denver.
Number 2.
All right, numero dos of the Fade 5 podcast today. How about another pitching prop? And let's go SGP style on this one. And I believe it's the first time we've ever featured this. So this is how creative you can get. There's a million different ways you can slice it in Major League Baseball. And this is the one that's really attractive to me today. Also available at Even Money. So this one I put together at BetMGM. Graham Ashcraft, yeah, you bet your Ashcraft, 5-plus hits allowed, and Seth Lugo, 5-plus hits allowed in that Reds and Padres matchup. You see that Even Money there at BetMGM. Why do I feel confidently this one is going to hit? Well, Ashcraft has done this in 8 of his last 9 starts. He has been absolutely tattooed early and often in games. At home this season, 9.17 ERA, and on the entirety of the season, a 42.5 hard hit percentage. And anything above 40%, you don't want to have associated with your name. And again, he's well north of that 42.5%. You look at the Padres over the last couple of weeks, number 13 in Major League Baseball. And batting average, batting .252, so they're not striking out a ton. We know how many free passes they generally gain. I think Ashcraft is, the pitches are going to pile up. This could be like a 4-inning appearance if he's lucky to even survive that long, considering how patient San Diego is, and they're picky at the plate. As a result, they get some great pitches to feast on, and that will be the case as Ashcraft gives up at least 5 hits for the 9th time in his last 10 starts. Meanwhile, with Seth Lugo, doing the same thing is highly achievable because he has done this in 7 of his last 9 starts. Yeah, he's got the 3.21 ERA on the road. His hard hit percentage, a little bit lower, but still kind of unwanted, a little uneasy there at 38.9%. However, the Reds have been stinking white hot at the dish. It's been very well documented really for the last month, it seems like. And over the last couple of weeks, they are number 7 in team batting average in the bigs, hitting .270. So to recap, Ashcraft, 5-plus hits allowed. Lugo, 5-plus hits allowed in this Reds Padres SGP, +100 to BetMGM. Lundy, fair to follow.
Let me give you all you need to know about why you want to play this one. Lugo, I'm just going to trust you on. Here's what you need to know. Ashcraft's strikeout prop is set at 4.5. The under is -195.
Holy mackerel.
That is how juiced his strikeout prop is to the under. If he's not getting strikeouts, folks, what happens? Oh, bat on ball. So I love the Ashcraft side of this, and I'm going to trust you on the numbers on Lugo. You talked about the fact that it's, what, six of the last 7, 5 of the last 6?
7 of the last 9.
There you go, 7 of 9. There's like a 12 in there somewhere. I don't know. But point is, this is a smart way to be able to play it. And I like this, Brad, because in bonus time, I am going to do a parlay that we have never talked about on this podcast, something new that I have found over at Caesars, and I've got one for you for tonight's, this afternoon / tonight's action that'll be a new one that we've never done before. So you not only provided an SGP we've never done, I got a parlay for you that we've never done.
Oh, we're breaking new ground right here on the Fade 5 podcast. Oh, Lundy, again, I love it when you're such a tease.
Number 1.
All right, numero uno on the podcast today. Let's go back to the total base market. We led off with it on Shohei Ohtani, and I love this one as well. Vroom, vroom, vroom. We're driving down Lane Thomas over 1.5 total bases against the Philadelphia Phillies on the road there in the City of Brotherly Love, +105 available there at BetMGM. Thomas has been spectacular here in the month of June. Guys, he has done this 13 times just this month alone, and he is going up against a left-handed pitcher, and that's great news because he really boosts the old bankroll against LHPs. That LHP is going to be Christopher Sanchez, and he's going to be victimized. Sanchez has given up a 41.7 hard hit percentage. He's got a 4-plus ERA on the season. Thomas has faced him only 5 times in his MLB career, but does have a hit, and that hit was an extra base. It went for a double, and not only that, against LHPs in the season entirety, batting just .378 with a 1,118 OPS, and over the last 50 days, he is hitting .362. Oh, Lane Thomas, you are so luscious in the production that you provide. Again, that's why I'm taking the over. 1.5 total bases against the Phillies. Sorry, Fanatic. My top play of the day, plus 105 at BetMGM. Lundy, fade or follow.
I told you it's off the top. It's the reason I put Schwarbs and Trey Turner together. I think there's going to be a lot of unders in these baseball games today, except for that game. So I'm all about total bases. I'm about runs. I'm about everything in that game because the over-under, I think, opened at 8.5, and I think it's at 9.5 now,
yeah.
If I'm not mistaken. And folks, in baseball terms, something moving by an entire run is a big move based on where the dollars are coming in and where the odds makers decided to readjust after they did their opening line. So again, if you're going to see the runs, I think you're going to see the total bases. You talk about Schwarbs, you talk about Turner, you talk about Lane Thomas. These are all guys that can do it in one swing to get to the total bases. So really like this one. Again, I think we're going to see a lot of action in the city of brotherly love coming up later tonight.
Yeah, hopefully Lane Thomas is going to lap him and get those extra base hits. Again, I only need one, and we're cashing in on total bases at plus odds. Maybe some more plus money wagers. Lundy, you've already tempted me. Go ahead and go all in on that new offering you talked about available at Caesars. It's bonus time. I'm going to sit back, relax, and listen.
Shall we? Let's do it. All right. So here is the two-leg parlay that we haven't ever featured on here before. And I started doing them about a week ago, excuse me, and wanted to kind of sample, play around with it a little bit before I featured it on the podcast. We talk a lot about stolen bases, and I've been talking about stolen bases on this podcast since the very beginning of the season. The rules changes, the pitch clock, the shortening, the enlargement of the bags, all that kind of stuff is playing in the base runner's favor when it comes to stolen bases. Well, I discovered something on Caesars that I actually hadn't noticed before. Within Caesars, and they don't do this for all the games, but they do it for some, you can actually bet on the total number of stolen bases in a game.
Really?
Yes, and the total is usually sitting at 1.5.
Oh,
so you're looking for games where you know there's aggressive teams on the base path. So, for example, Colorado is dead last in the major leagues when it comes to stolen bases. They're a bunch of fucking wimps when they're out there on the bag. Okay, come on, Bud Black, get it together. But nonetheless. So for tonight, this is a two-legger. I need each of these games to feature two or more stolen bases. So it's not the team. It is just simply total in the game. So if one team has two stolen bases, done. Doesn't matter. I don't need one out of each team. We're going to start off with Milwaukee and Pittsburgh. All right. Couple of teams that both like to be aggressive on the base paths, in particular Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh could hit this one by themselves, and they are at home. And I do think Pittsburgh's going to win that game, by the way. So in addition to that, I think if they're going to do that, they're going to get aggressive. So I need at least two stolen bases in that game. And then we're going to go back to the game that we were just talking about a minute ago, San Diego and Cincinnati. Folks, Cincinnati has 5 stolen bases over the course of their last 3 games, okay? Then you couple that with the fact that San Diego is actually one of the more aggressive base running teams in the league. However, in the series that they just wrapped up against Pittsburgh, they had goose egg. Over the course of the 3-game series against the Pirates, they had no stolen bases. I think you're going to see them get aggressive in Cincinnati. So if there's at least 2 stolen bases between the Brewers and the Pirates, and at least 2 between the Pods and the Reds, plus 168 at Caesars if both of those things happen. So again, something we've never featured before. I wanted to throw that out for you. If you're looking for an afternoon play, give me the over on 17.5 outs for Justin Steele of your Chicago Cubs. Again, it's an afternoon contest, 2:20 first pitch Eastern time. They're taking on Cleveland. I say he goes deep into this one. So give me the over on that one. Best odds that I saw, minus 125 over at DraftKings. A Nerfy that I like, San Francisco and the New York Mets. Give me the no run in the first inning on that one. Best odds, by the way, minus 105 at DraftKings. If you look over at Caesars, it's minus 125. So shop it and take the value in that one. A couple of stolen base props that I like on individual players. Give me a stolen base for Trey Turner in that Washington and Philadelphia game. That's plus 275 at DraftKings right now. He's got 17 on the year, and Josiah Gray has given up 9 so far. Trey Turner has reached safely in 7 straight straight games and 9 out of his last 10. So he's going to have the opportunity to do it. Another stolen base that I like, Starling Marte against Alex Cobb. Giving up 9 stolen bases on the year. You get this one at plus 260. He has reached safely in 7 out of his last 10. And most importantly, as aggressive as he is on the bags, he actually only has 2 stolen bases in his last 14 games. So I think it's going to catch up. This is a guy that has 21 stolen bases on the year. So Starling Marte of the New York Mets on that one. And then I want to throw a home run prop out there as well. Nick Castellanos, shall we? Yeah. The reason why,
the top button.
The reason why in his last matchup against the Washington Nationals, Castellanos went 4-for-5 with a single, a double, and 2 home runs in that game. So plus 390 at DraftKings for him to go yard. That is my baseball action for the weekend. I'm looking for a way. I did really well in the first round of the Rocket Mortgage Classic on the PGA Tour yesterday. So I'm basically looking for ways for me to blow that money and just see it disappear out the window. So that's why I've got so many plays on today's action. As always, yield the floor to the gentleman from Illinois.
Like Lundy, I'm always willing to burn some cash on Major League Baseball, so let's do it with the Team Huevos Parlay Play of the Day. This one being in the Milwaukee and Pittsburgh matchup. Leg numero uno, I believe the Brewers and Pirates each score at least 2 runs. Milwaukee's done this in 7 straight games, and Pittsburgh has done it in 7 of their last 8 games. Pittsburgh also went over this number in 2 of 3 earlier season matchups against the Brew Crew, and the Brew Crew in the matchups against the Pirates, they were 3-for-3 in getting at least 2 runs scored. So I think they're both got to be able to put runs on the board with Osvaldo Beto on the mound for Pittsburgh and Freddie Peralta, who's been a bit of a roller coaster ride this season, taking the hill for the Milwaukee Brewers. Speaking of Beto, give me the 4+ Ks prop on him in the alt-line market on this SGP, leg numero dos. I think he's going to cash it with relative ease on this one. He's got 10+ K/9 on the season. He's gone 5-7-6 strikeouts in his first 3 turns of the rotation interfacing the Brewers, who were striking out a ton, like the Colorado Rockies. Number 5 in K percentage over the last couple of weeks. Milwaukee striking out 26.7% of the time. And leg numero tres, Andrew McCutchen, old man River is going to rage, much like Colfax was yesterday in Colorado. Give me a hit on him. I just need one. A hit. A guy who's been pretty hot here of late. He has collected a hit in 13 of his last 16 games, batting 359 over the last couple of weeks, 4-for-6 lifetime against Freddie Peralta, who's got a 4.65 ERA to his name. So to recap, Brewers 2+ runs, Pirates 2+ runs. That is leg number uno. Beto 4+ Ks, and McCutchen to get a hit. Plus 180, pretty cool number there, available at DraftKings Sportsbook. Elsewhere, Justin Steele, you took the over on outs, correct? Yeah, you did.
I did.
And Lundy,
I did.
Lundy's
silent. Sorry, I had... Well, no, I had my mic muted because I was drinking my coffee earlier. Yes, I'm taking him on the over 17.5 outs, minus 125 at DraftKings.
I am with you on that, and I'll take it a step further. I'm going to put that in a parlay with Dean Kramer to do the exact same thing. I think he goes 6 strong innings, too. Kramer taking on the Minnesota Twins. So Steele over 17.5 outs. Kramer over 17.5 outs. That's plus 198 at DraftKings right now. Lundy gave you all the numbers about Justin Steele, so I'm not going to divulge on that. But Kramer has gone over this in 6 of his last 9 starts. Yeah, he's got the 4.50 home ERA, but you look in his last few starts, specific to the last couple of weeks, he has just a 3.00 ERA, so pitching much better. And Minnesota strikes out so often this year, they're not plating dudes. Period, end of story, not scoring a whole lot of runs. A lot of people want Rocky Baldelli out of town on a one-way ticket because right now they're number 28 in total runs scored over the last couple of weeks. They played just 40 guys in 13 games. So Steele over on 17.5 outs, Kramer over 17.5 outs, plus 198. But wait, I have 2 more. I already teased about Kyle Schwarber. I just need 1 hit on a 2-legger here. Give me a Schwarber hit and then giving a Juan Soto hit in his game in that, you know, aforementioned matchup. I believe we already talked about San Diego at some point. Maybe I didn't, but regardless, San Diego taking on the Cincinnati Reds, I believe. I love Juan Soto in that matchup against Graham Ashcraft. He has gotten a hit in 8 of his last 10 games. He's batting .298 with a 1,002 OPS against right-handed pitchers, and that's who Ashcraft is. And you look at Ashcraft, he's faced him 6 times in Soto. He's got up a couple of hits. Both of those were for doubles, by the way. So I see a Schwarber hit. I did a Soto hit. That is plus +118 at BetMGM. And the last one, and I almost featured this in Fade 5, and I almost put it at number one. I was taken aback at how high the juice is on this in plus territory. This is a plus +155 offering, and I'm scratching my head as to why. That is John Gray over on 1.5 walks against the Houston Astros. The reason why I'm scratching my head is simple. Gray has hit the over on this in 4 of his last 6 starts. Not only that, but Houston, over the last 2 weeks, has the second highest walk percentage in Major League Baseball, earning that free pass 10.7% of the time. Gray is averaging 2.78 walks per 9. He's got that call plus swing strike rate well below 28%. He's not missing a lot of bats as a result. He's missing the plate consistently here of late. Again, Houston is willing to take a pitch. And as hot as Kyle Tucker is, he alone may draw 2 walks in this game. And it's plus +155 at DraftKings.
I love it. I'll take plus odds if it's rolling my direction. Hey, I just found a bonus, a boost that I want to throw out there real quick. I just found it. In the game, we were talking about the idea of Lugo and Ashcraft each giving up a bunch of hits in this San Diego and Cincinnati game. Folks, over at Caesars right now, they've got a boost up to plus +250, plus +250 for each of these guys to record a hit in that game. Tatis, Machado, De La Cruz, and Votto. Again, De La Cruz, Votto, Machado, and Tatis. If each of those guys gets a hit, Caesars right now has that boosted to plus +250 in a game that Brad and I have already given you a lot of reason to believe that there's going to be a decent amount of hits in that game. And they've got those 4 dudes, all if each one of them just gets a hit, doesn't matter what it is, plus +250 on that 4-leg boost. So that's a nice little potential payday there. Like I said, in an afternoon game that I think there's going to be a lot of hits.
Yeah, it's going to be hot. It's going to be
Like 85 degrees. It's supposed to be 85 degrees at first pitch. It's why I'm wearing the WKRP shirt today, folks, because I knew I was going to be talking about this damn Cincinnati game all day long.
Yeah, I think there's going to be at least a dozen total runs in that game, kind of like the over on the standard run total as well. All right, we are out of time. We got a party. We got to fire up the Barbie as well. The holiday weekend about to commence for Lundy and I. Again, we're going to be back here on Monday to get you some additional wagers, and I apologize in advance for the visible hangover that we both shall have on that day. As always, do us a favor, would you very kindly, if you enjoy this podcast, drop us a rating and a review. Give us a 5 stars. Give us a thumbs up as well on the YouTube. Also, Vader, follow us on the Twitter, Lundy and all his free spreadsheet picks at Nate Lundy. I do the same damn thing at Noisy Huevos. For the hail-stricken Nate Lundy, I'm Brad Evans. Until next time, as always, feed or follow. That is up to you. Grab a paddle, Nate!